Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Oh, Jesus, help me.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
I apologize. I had some internet problems, but I'm on now. So thank you all.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan, and we are thankful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing on our behalf. We bless and honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to pray for the children today. We ask you, Lord, as we open our mouths, to pray for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Vivian, would you sing a song of praise?
Praise God. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. No matter how you feel, speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to seek victory no matter how you feel. Speak a word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I apologize. I had come on earlier, and then I got cut off because of internet. So thank you for your patience. Sister Vivian, it's on you today.
Yes, ma'am.
Another moment. Right. Don't say anything.
Huh?
No, go ahead, Vivian.
All right. We don't have Sister Mother Fanny.
I couldn't connect her. I called and called. I couldn't get her.
Okay, anybody else on?
Yes. Let me see, hold on. Can you give me your names, the people that are on?
Sister Annette.
All right, Sister Annette and Sister Lainey. Who else?
Esther.
Esther, okay, Esther, you're not going to pray, you're just going to listen. All right, who else?
Brother Dulliger.
Brother Hezekiah.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. All right, Vivian. You have the names?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. All right. Praise God. Praise God. We thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace to allow us to come together again. Praise God. All right.
Now, can I tell you this before we get started? Brother Hezekiah and Esther are just listening. So it's you, me, Sister Lanny, and Sister Annette is going to pray.
All right. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, Sister G, pray against sex trafficking in our cities. I find that it's getting worse and worse. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the shepherd of our children. You are the Lord of our children. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are their provider as well as their protector. And Lord, many parents are very busy today, and their emphasis is not on the children as much as it should be. And so many of our children are kidnapped, and they are kidnapped and used for the wrong purposes, Lord God. So, Father, they're kidnapped and used for sexual purposes. But we ask you to set the children free. You know where every child is, Lord God. You know their names. You know the location of where they're hiding the children. So we ask you to set them free in the name of Jesus. We ask you to deal with those who kidnap them. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to stay on them until they release the children. We decree and declare the children will be released safely, unharmed, untouched in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do for the children in the next 21 days. Let them be returned back. Children all over the world and every continent, Lord. Some children are kidnapped and they're brought to other countries. But we thank you, Lord God, that they will find their way back home. Many of them have pictures up in the post office and places. So I thank you, Lord God, that they will be seen. And if they're, excuse me, they will be released in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, pray against this virus now that is snuffing children, staffing them where they can't breathe. Pray against this the spirit that's out now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor and praise. We bless your holy name together, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to gather together, Lord God. And so, Father, we touch and agree. We want to pray about this virus that's attacking the children, Lord God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over all of the children, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that would come to steal, kill, and destroy them in the name of Jesus. We speak life to them, O God, and to their respiratory system in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that they would have a good immune system. We pray that their immune systems be strong. We pray that their parents would give them vitamins, things that would supplement and improve their immune system. We also pray, Lord God, that they would remember to help them to wash their hands, Lord God, and to realize that cleanliness, as we learned during COVID, is so important. So we just pray for an awareness, Lord God. Many times we put our hands on something dirty and the next thing is all in our face or whatever. But we pray for an awareness, Lord God, that the parents have, and that they will be sensitive to the child, Lord God. Even if something comes upon them, that they would take cough medicine or whatever to try to rid them of it rather than just trying to ride it out, God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we curse this virus in the name of Jesus, Father, virus. Father, we ask that it dry up. We curse the seed and root of it, that it dry up in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that the weapons that are being formed against the children, that it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. So we speak life over the children, Lord God. Father, that decreeing and declaring that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So we thank you for protecting them, oh God, even as their parents abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God. We just pray for their protection, a hedge of protection around them to keep them healthy and strong from the virus in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that, pray for salvation for all children, all mankind, their parents, Lord God. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that this will be a wake-up call, that there are always going to be germs and viruses, but God, through you, we're able to overcome all situations. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Sister Laney, pray for our children that are being abused in the homes.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are our Savior, you are our Lord, and we honor you, Father, Abba, Father, that you do us all things well. We thank you for the grace of right now and the peace of right now. And as we celebrate that truth, God, we think about the children who are being abused at home, where the home should be a safe place, the enemy has infiltrated that home to cause parents to not understand what their children are for, and therefore they have been abused. God, we pray, first of all, Father, that grace and mercy will abound, that you hold back that darkness so that the children will be get the relief from their parents from that kind of abuse. And we pray, God, that in their little minds and their little hearts, in spite of what they're feeling, in spite of what they're seeing, in spite of what's been done to them, God, that you will send ministering spirits, angels from you, that will remind them of their value and that you are God and you're going to provide a means of escape so that they will be safe again. God, we pray for these parents who don't understand what children are for. They don't understand how to love them, how to care for them, how to build them up in that admonition of you. We pray, God, that salvation will come to the parents and they will repent and they will put down their hands, put down their whatever devices they're using to abuse their children, whether it be physical or whether it be mental or emotional. We pray, God, that the parents would repent and cease this kind of behavior. We bind that spirit in them that would cause them to do this. We know that a normal parent would love their children. Even a parent without you as Savior, their motive is to protect them. So we know, God, any kind of abuse like this is where the enemy has infiltrated and has a stronghold. So we bind that stronghold in the name of Jesus. We plead your mercies and grace over the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We pray that favor will be theirs as other family members will see. They will let others know what they're going through and they can share that. And family members and counselors at school, preachers and pastors, Sunday school teachers will allow them to be used as instruments to remove them from the home if necessary so that they can be safe. We plead, God, for their safety now. We plead, God, for their peace. In Jesus' name, even right now as we speak, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Compassion for these children. We know, God, you're God and you already care. And we know you already have a plan. In the meantime, Father, as they go through what they're going through, give them a hope that maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. Send ministry that will tell the children of their value, their purpose. And then they will know that you have chosen better for them, where the parents don't understand, but you do, so that they can call out to you, cry out to you for help in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the rescuers. Thank you for those who are paying attention. Thank you for those who will come in and cause the children to be set free from abusive parents. So we thank you, Father, for their deliverance and their healing. And we pray for salvation for these parents and their deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, Lord God, I agree with Sister Lainey. And I also, Father God, lift up the children, oh God, that they don't be abused by priests as they attend the Catholic schools, oh God, because many, oh Father God, parents belong to Catholic school and bringing their children up in Catholic school, and some people that is not Catholic are sending their children to Catholic school. So God, Father, we coming against the abuse of the clergy, oh God, to touch any child, oh God, Father God, that he will love them like he is teaching Jesus, oh God. Father God, Father God, priest shows much love, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we rebuke that spirit, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, in our clergy, in our churches, oh Father God. And I know it's not all in the Catholic Church, but oh God, that is not, Father God, we come against any leader, a minister, oh God, to touch our children in any kind of way, God. Father God, let them have faith in their preacher, oh God, that they can go to him and talk to him, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this spirit, oh God, that has your children for years, oh God. We say it's null and void. It will not come forth anymore. Oh Father God, that our children will be loved in the church, oh God, where they attend, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for all of those that have been touched over the years, oh God. We pray healing in their hearts, and oh God, Father God, that they won't remember it anymore, because you will wash away, oh God, every hurt, oh God, that they have experienced in the clergy, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we thank you. What the devil is meant for bad, oh, Father God, you're turning things now around for their good, oh God. Lord, they won't have to suffer, oh God. Oh God, once they bring it out in the presence, oh God, and let everybody know, God, they are free now, God. Oh God, and they can learn how to turn it all over, God, and give it to you, oh Father God. And they won't be haunted by the past, but God, they'll live a life of joy and happiness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Amen. Sister G, pray for children that are behind prison walls, especially our youth.
Okay. Also, Sister Linda just joined us as well, so you can add her name.
Okay.
Father, we are so grateful, Father God, that you said, allow the children to come unto you and do not stop them, forbid them not, for they are part of your kingdom as well. So, Father, we thank you for the children being trained in the way that they should go at home, being trained in the churches to be a part of the kingdom as well, oh God, whether they're praying, whether they're collecting the offering, whether they're passing communion, whatever it is that the children are doing, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on behalf of the children. And Lord, many children do not have proper guidance at home. Their parents are not disciplining them. They are sparing the rod and spoiling the children. There are no restrictions, no rules at home that they have to follow. Many of them are staying out late. Many of them are skipping school, and the parents don't know what to do. But, Lord, you are the guide. You are the guard who cares about them. So we are thanking you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those children who have already been before the judge and sentenced to different years, months, years of imprisonment, we ask you, Lord, to revisit them and send them back before a judge that would have compassion on them. Even if they have to remove them from their birth parents and put them in a home where they're taught and trained and brought up with the word of God, where the word is taught to them and the word of God is written on their hearts, so that they would not sin against you, Lord God. And we are thanking you, Lord God, for those children who are headed towards prison, that there would be a block. There would be a block, no stumbling blocks in their way, that they, someone, whether it's the boys' club, the YMCA, or a spiritual mother, a spiritual father, would take them, oh God, and work with them and pray for them and talk to them and teach them and train them the way that they should go. They would train them so the children would know the word of God. They would train them so that they would know not to sin, because sin is against you. They would train them to love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, to love other people, and to love themselves. So, Father, we thank you that our children will be trained by spiritual parents or people who can help them not have prison sentences. Even at young ages, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, someone will begin to train our children. Lord, many of them go to church. They sit on the church pew and work with all kind of gadgets. They're on the internet. They're on games instead of having the word in their spirit. They're on the cell phone playing games. Well, we rebuke that spirit. You will not follow our children anymore. I thank you, Lord God, that there will be a ruling from the leaders that no more game playing for our children. The word will be poured into them, and they will not be entertained by the devil's tactics anymore. In the name of Jesus, they will listen to the word. They will get the word in their spirit so that they will not be led astray. They will not be conforming to the world, but they'll be transformed by the renewing of their minds when they hear the word. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Laney. Sister Annette. Pray for children that crying in fear and does not want to go back to school because of all the school shootings. Father God, we just thank you for the children, Lord. You said that you love the children. And so, Father, we come on their behalf today, Lord God. And, Father, you know that the spirit of terrorism has ruled and reigned in America. But, God, even as I watched a documentary the other day that in Israel they had one school shooting, and after that they came up with a system over 20 years ago, and they have not had mass school shootings. God, we know that things can be done in the government, Lord God, regarding the safety of our children. And so, God, we're crying out for a change in the system, Lord God. Father, there are things that can be done to keep our children safe. And so we ask you for a change in the government, God, whether it's with mental health, whether it's regarding gun reform, whatever it is, God, there is a way. And, God, I pray that as I saw that program that other people saw it and that they would be convicted, Lord God, those that have the power to make changes in the name of And, Lord God, we pray for changes in the system and the way they are doing things, God. We pray you convict those that have the power and are sitting back and not doing anything in the name of Jesus. And, God, as we pray for that, we pray for the children who have been traumatized, victimized, oh, God, by these terrible, terrible things. God, we pray that you would touch their hearts and minds, Lord God. We pray that you regulate their mind, Lord God, that the spirit of fear would not rule or reign over them, God, that they would not be tormented, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just ask for mercy and grace to abound in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to let your angels be loosed across their path, God. We pray that they would know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that you love them with an everlasting love. We pray, oh, God, that garrisons of angels would encamp around our children in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are the answer, so we ask, Lord God, Spirit of the living God, move upon the children's heart. Move, oh God, in the school systems, Lord God. Move, Spirit of the living God. We ask you to keep them safe, Lord God. But above all, let them be settled and established in you, oh God. Father, they are not too young to know you as Lord and Savior. Cry out for that, Father. Let your blood cover and protect them in the name of Jesus. And God, again, we pray for a change, because it's that this spirit of greed be broken off of this nation, that they will be willing to put up with anything for the love of money. And so, God, we are asking you for a divine turnaround, oh, God, in America, Lord God. Have mercy upon this nation that would allow this situation to continue, because there are ways and there are answers. And we pray that those that have the power, God, that you would convict them in the name of Jesus, that they would stand up and do the right thing toward our children. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Laney, pray that our young people that's making 18 that don't want to vote, that they'll learn the purpose of voting, and they will get out and vote for Election Day.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are so happy that you are the best example of what life should be like. You've established order in your kingdom, in the kingdom of God, where you are Father Jesus is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our friend, our companion right now to guide and help us in all things. Father, the fact that you have given us citizenship with you, that we have joined ours with Christ because of his finished work and because of you opening the door to give us the opportunity to be saved, to be in the family of God. You understand order. You orchestrated order. You are the originator of order. You are the originator of following protocol according to the Holy Spirit and your mind, God. You're already God, and you can do anything you want, but you're teaching us how to honor you. So, God, just like you're teaching us through your word how to honor you as believers in the body of Christ to know how to assess you in the name of Jesus, we pray that we will be able to teach our children how to be good citizens in the world. You said, give it to Caesar what Caesar, give to what God, what is God to God. And in this organized group, in this organized sector of our lives that requires citizenship in the United States of America, voting is a part of our blessed as a result of many shed their blood and died for us, that we will exercise the right to vote. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who made the sacrifice, and we pray, God, that we will have the wisdom to guide and teach our young people, particularly those that are turning 18 or just eligible to vote now, perhaps for the first time, and even those that's beyond 18 that have been derelict, they have not voted. They have decided to ignore that part of their life and their responsibility in the earth. God, we pray for wisdom now that you will help us to guide them, first of all, through our examples as adults, and then to have conversations, to create conversation with them, to see what their thoughts are, see what they're thinking, talk to them, and have a relationship with them in such a way that we can approach them. And if there be such organizations as churches, communities, and other places that will create an audience so that they can be instructed, we thank you for those too. We know it takes a little of all of that to make a difference, so that we can empower our young people. Father, forgive us that we have not taken more of a leadership role in that area, that we've taken, we've let them down by letting you down, because you told us we're responsible, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, forgive us right now. Give us great wisdom to know how to begin today, this moment, us on this line and others that we know, that we can encourage them, talk to the young people and find out what they're thinking, what's going on with them, so that we have a chance to point them in the right direction. And now, God, we pray that they have ears to hear and that they will have a desire to not just listen to us, but to respond. Not only just listen, but take action and go to the polls and vote. Hallelujah, God. These are critical times. And as a nation of people, as African Americans in particular, if we don't step to the plate, we cause trauma to fall back on our children from one generation to another. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that that will not happen, that we will move forward. We will step forward. We will step up. And we will encourage our young people and even those above them and other adults who feel like their one vote doesn't matter. We know, Father, it does, because this is part of the world system. Render to Caesar what's to God to God. Give us wisdom, even in that. Show us, God, how to operate in that area. Your wisdom. We know, Father, when you lead, you say we lack wisdom that we can ask you, so we're asking you now. Give us wisdom and understanding how to make a difference in the next couple of weeks to encourage our young people. In the name of Jesus, now we bind every lying spirit that comes to them to try to tell them that they don't matter, that their vote doesn't matter. We come against that kind of thinking, because you said we matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you said that you could make all grace abound. And we need super on our natural right now, Father, that the right people would be voted and put in position so that the things that happen in Washington will be advantageous to the entire America. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Linda, can you pray for anxiety attacks of our children?
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name, O God. We thank you today for this opportunity to continue in prayer for our children, for yours. Because first they came from you, God. You know each and every one of them, Father. You know their names. You knew them before they were even placed in their mother's womb, God. You are a wonderful Father. You are a creator of heaven and earth. You are holy, God. Nothing escapes you. God, we thank you for your wisdom today. We thank you for your understanding. We honor you, God, because you have honored us. You gave us the Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our ultimate sacrifice. We thank you, Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our helper. Thank you for being with us. Teach us how to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Father, as we continue to pray for the children, those that have anxiety, those that are going through right now, Father, those that don't even understand what anxiety is, God, we pray that you would open their eyes, that you would open the eyes of those that have to be around our children, those that are teaching our children, Father, that they would seek your wisdom. God, there's nothing that's happening in this world to our children, oh God, that you have not already given us an answer. So, Father, we acknowledge you in that right now. We need you. We can't do nothing without you. Father, we pray that you would deliver them according to your wisdom and your knowledge, Father. And it's not you, God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. When Jesus said it's finished, it was finished. So, Father, where we as parents, grandparents, teachers, pastors, leaders, instructors have dropped the ball, Father, if we have caused any kids, family members, Lord God, or nieces, nephews to be anxious, God, you say be anxious for nothing, God. You want us to teach them your way, your standard, Father God, because you delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and you translated us into the kingdom of light. So, Father, we have dropped the ball as you taught the Israelites to build a memorial and teach your children of me. Many parents have taught their children everything. They taught them how to drop it like it's hot. They taught them how to gyrate their bodies, how to wear hot pants at young ages, Lord God, how to bling out at young ages. And they don't even understand life itself. But they're trying to do as the parents have rooted in them to do, earrings on two-year-old babies, bling on two-year-old, three-year-old kids, Lord God. And all those things come, anxiety comes with those things, Lord God, because those things are not of you. And, Father God, we pray right now for those that are in leadership that have usurped anxiety up on the children, Father God. We repent for that right now in the name of Jesus. You're our Father. You have set the standard. Oh, Father, we pray that the standard that you set, that every living soul up under the creation of heaven will come up to that part, Father, and operate in your plan and in your character, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Until that happens, we pray that the angels of the Lord will go forth, Lord God, and cover them and deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We can't do anything but pray. We can pray, and we can make our request known unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we don't want to be ones that causes these kids to have anxiety and then say we don't know why they're responding. We don't know why they're acting like they do. We don't know why they do the things that they do. Father, we have, just like the prayer just be, that was prayed before, my prayer, Father God, we need to repent because somewhere we have dropped the ball. Father God, we thank you that your kingdom is righteous. Let the parents begin to teach righteousness in the home, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Let, Lord God, the influence, the evil influence be cut off, evil communication that will cause anxiety in our kids. And sometimes the parents have anxiety, and the kids are there, and they see it, so they operate in it themselves, Father, in Jesus' name. You are the answer, Jesus. Bring everyone back to the cross, God. Father, we just honor you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covering the children even now, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I even pray for those kids, Lord God, that were held captive by their own mother, Lord God, out in Texas, Lord God, with handcuffs. And they tried to escape so many times, and she would put them back in the closet with handcuffs and not feed them anything, her and her boyfriend, Father God. But you made a way of escape last week, God, that those kids were able to go naked, no clothes on, Father, door to door asking for help, Father. Some people rejected them, but it was one Caucasian lady that allowed them to come in, Father God, and then she fed them until the police got there, Father. The mother escaped with five other kids, Lord, to Louisiana. But, Father God, our prayer was that you would watch over them and protect them and keep them, that nothing would happen to those kids, Lord God. And, Father God, you answered the prayer where those five kids plus the two that she left behind was found safe. Father, we thank you. You watch over everything. Father, we give you honor, praise, and glory. For your deliverance, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, Father. Oh, gracious are you, Lord God. Lord God, you, oh God, hears the prayers of your thanks, oh God. And Lord, as we come and bring the children, God, we praying against that rebellious spirit, oh God, that has entered into our children, oh God, where the parent is trying to tell them, don't do this, don't do that, don't get involved in drugs, don't get caught up with gangs, don't follow bad company, but they choose after a certain time to go their own way. They don't want to hear. They are dull of hearing then. And they've been blinded, oh God, by the enemy, God. Father God, deliver them, deliver this afternoon, God. Oh, Father God, every rebellious child, God, that's talking against their parent, saying all kind of things to them. Father God, you said in your word, children, obey your parent in the Lord, for this is good. It will cause them to live a long life, God. But, God, if they don't, oh, God, if they rebel, oh, God, Father God, we know, Father God, Lord, their lives will be shortened according to your word. They'll live a life of torment here on earth, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look on our children, those that are rebellious, that they'll, oh, God, know they need to repent and come back to their parent and say, I'm sorry, oh, Father God. Oh, God, help that parent heart is breaking, oh, God, because they don't know where that child is. That child is rebelling. And, Lord, whatever is causing them to rebel, oh, God, and go in a different way, oh, Father God, help them, oh, God, Father God. Oh, Father God, with love from the parent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know it's the enemy, oh, God. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, God, we are praying for a mother now, her two daughters. They are grown girls, and they're not speaking to their mother. Oh, God, it's hard for me to understand, but it's not hard because, oh, God, it's the enemy that have separated, oh, God, the children from the parent, oh, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, just girls, Father, you said it in your word, Father, that the daughter will be against the mother, son against father, daughter against daughter, mother-in-law, all this kind of stuff, God. Lord, we curse in this spirit. We curse in this spirit in the name of Jesus. Because, oh God, we know this is of the enemy. You taught us love. And Lord, Father God, touch this mother's heart this afternoon and every other one where their children are not speaking to them. Oh, Father God, and most of the time, it's the money that causes the roots of evil. And most of the time, it's money. Oh, Father God, you said it in your word, that love of money. Oh, God, Father God, bring children back to their parents so that they won't grieve, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break that spirit right now. I curse it from the roots right now. Disobedient to your parent, devil, get out of them. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let them be free in Jesus' name. Lord God, that they'll call upon the name of Jesus and come back. Lord, it's Thanksgiving time coming up, and parents need to be together with their children, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, that they will show much thanks and love to one another because you have made them and they still have life, still have blood running warm in their body, still have a brother, mother, sister, or father. In the name of Jesus, every child that have run away from their parent because they don't want to obey, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we are crying out, oh God. Oh, Father, against these spirits that's causing our children to sway, every spirit, oh, God, that's causing them to bow down to some other God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, some other spirit, oh, God, Father God, that make them think evil of their parent. I see many times children are talking back to their parent saying, I hate you. Oh, it's the devil. It's the devil. Oh, God, you made us all good. And, God, when things come out of children like that, enemy has entered into their bodies, oh, God, and it's causing them to lash out with hatred and bitterness. And, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse the demon and we command them to go back into a dry place seeking rest, finding none. Let them never come back, because if he come back, he come back with seven more, oh, God, of light. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, go, Satan. Get out of children. Give the homes peace. Give the homes joy. God, let them sit down at a dinner table again. Let them, oh, God, look in one another's eyes and find love again. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, Sister G, pray for yes. Children that are adopted and going to be adopted.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, every child wants to be loved. They are born with an innate spirit to be loved. On the inside of them, they want to be loved. Babies, children, teenagers, all the way through elderly people. Every person in the world wants to be loved. And sometimes, Lord God, they don't always know how to receive love. But, Lord, I thank you for every child in every adoption center, in their homes. Oh, God, many of them have lost their mothers at birth. Many of them, their parents, oh, God, may be in prison. Whatever the situation they're facing, there are children who are waiting to be adopted. And they see other children being adopted. They see many children that are being adopted. And they have a desire that somebody, a father, a mother, family, grandparents, would take them in as family. They want to be connected. They want to be loved. They want to be cherished. They want to be, you know, adored. So I thank you, Father God, for finding godly homes for every child that wants to be adopted. And when they are chosen to be adopted, that they would learn to receive the love of the parents that are adopting them, oh God. And we rebuke that spirit where two men are wanting to adopt children in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they would be adopted by a father or a mother. Or maybe a single mother, oh God, but not the gender, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would be adopted and loved and cared for in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for every child that's waiting to be adopted, that they would not be disappointed anymore, that the parents would choose them, that they won't be left in the, you know, foster homes or wherever. Even I thank you, Lord, that some foster parents would adopt the children, Lord God. And Lord, many of our older children, you know, when they get to be 12, 13 and up, a lot of times they're rejected, but they hurt because of that rejection. They still want to be loved. They still want a family to receive them. So, Father, I thank you for a family receiving them. It may be a grandparent or aunt that has taken the child. But, Lord, let there be love, love, love in the home when the children are adopted, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God, for godly parents. Many parents can't, many mothers cannot have children like Hannah. And they're praying and they pray for years for children. Father, show them the children that you want them to adopt. Match them up in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise ahead of time. We give you thanks because we know that you hear our prayers and you are the one that answers prayers. You're the one, Lord God, that can have our children be adopted in loving situations. And we say thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sister Laney, pray for, Sister Annette. Sister Annette, pray for children in daycares that they are protected.
And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for daycare, that system of having a place where the younger children can go, a place that they should receive good care, safe care. So we cry out, Lord God, that daycare programs would be have licensed people there that are bonded, Father, that are God-fearing people that are providing for the children. We pray that people and the daycare centers, the owners, will not take shortcuts and allow relatives to work there who are not bonded and who are not legit. Father, we pray that the right staff and personnel work in daycare centers. And then we pray, God, as we ask that they have hearts of they have hearts of mercy.
I can hardly hear.
Okay. I'll turn it up.
They have hearts of mercy and compassion, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Many children at a young age, they are suffering at home, God. But we pray that daycare centers would be a place of safety, a harbor of safety for the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would allow your angels to encamp in those places, Lord God. We pray that your blood would cover over those places in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that anyone who should not be there, pedophiles or abusers, neglectors, Lord God, Father, that they be pointed out, God, that it be revealed their any evil deeds or actions, that they would be able to be removed before they do harm to the children in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you, Lord God, that if the daycare owner takes short steps, that they be fined and have penalties but not following the rules to protect those children. So we just ask you, Lord, even the drivers that take the children and sometimes they forget and leave them in the van. God, we need people who are alert and oriented and conscientious of what they are doing, God, because the children are our future. And so we ask you, Lord God, to protect them in these daycare centers. And God, let mercy and grace abound. Let your love be shed abroad in those centers, that those children would know, oh God, they would know what love is and acceptance in the name of Jesus. And then we ask you to bless their parents for allowing them to go. Those that don't know you as Lord and Savior, even the staff, pray for their salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister Vivian,
yes.
I just noticed that there's one other person on here. I didn't call their name. Pastor Tora, would you like to pray today? Are you listening or you want to pray? Okay. She didn't answer me, Vivian. Go ahead. She may not hurt me. Okay, go ahead, Vivian.
All right. Sister Lainey, pray against suicide.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, we just love you, Lord, and we thank you for life today. We thank you, Father, that you are the light of the world and you are the life of us in the world. And wherever there is life, there is hope. So we pray, God, for life over our children. In the name of Jesus. My God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the state of our situations in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, and even in some of our churches and the political arena where we have not given the children a good example of what hope looks like. Forgive us. In Jesus' name. Now, God, we ask that we know the word is always there, so your word is quick and sharp, and it does what it's supposed to do to help us to understand what you require of us. And your word say in Michael 6 and 8, to live justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly. And Father, our young people are just trying to live. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that they will, ministry will come to them. You know the avenues that they could come. You already know it can be spoken through where you let the rocks cry out, but it can be spoken by somebody on the street who heard about Jesus, just to mention the name to remind them. We pray, God, that salvation will come. The only thing that's going to help them live is to know there's hope. And you're the only one that gives hope that makes us not ashamed. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus. And in hope is piloted. You said in your word, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There are things they can't see because that's where faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the things we hope for, we have to have patience to do that. And we need you to be patient in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for supernatural divine intervention. All the forces of heaven will align themselves to gather around children today, young people today who have considered suicide, those who may later try to consider it. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray that your truth rise up, your love is shown, and that minister will come to them and get to them and let them know that they're valued. You said in your word, Isaiah 12, I believe in 24 and 27, what you purchase will stay, what you purpose will stand. And who could disannul you? Who could tell you what you can't do? So, God, you can do anything. You can do all things. We pray for in all things that you can do over these young people in the name of Jesus. Stay the hand of the enemy. From manipulating their minds and showing them reasons why they should give up instead of showing them, because that's his job. So it's our job to make sure they hear hope. They hear about you. They hear about your love, God. That no matter what it looks like, they have an opportunity to move from here to the next step, to the next level. God, we pray that hope comes. We pray that truth comes. We pray that ministry comes. We pray, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them now, and we cancel every assault of the enemy in their in their behalf. We cancel every enemy's assault, and Father, hold back that darkness so that your ministry of people who love children and love people and love your creation, love your body, your ambassadors for Christ in the earth, that they get to them and minister to them to give them hope in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for families who struggle, schools and children, schools, children's problems at home, at schools, and wherever they are that cause them to want to give up, we pray, God, that divine intervention will come and that someone who is knowledgeable about who you are will give them instructions about this great salvation that you said that everybody was born to bring glory to you, and they don't know that there's glory. Your glory is in them. You gave everybody a measure of faith, God. We pray for that part, that measure of faith that can be ministered to. Hallelujah. And you will elevate their hope that they would desire to live. We come against spiritual suicide in the name of Jesus. We come against all the components of things that lead to suicide. We bind those in Jesus' name. We cast them down, that they fall to the ground and die. And let your hope rise, God. Let faith rise in Jesus' name. Thank you for your mercy and your love and your compassion. Thank you for ministers that you're going to send and ministries that will be sent that these young people will have a chance to make the best choice, and that's to live for you. We pray that they can live for you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right, Sister Linda, could you close us out, please?
She had to leave. You want to call somebody?
All right, Sister G, close us out.
Okay, Father, we are so grateful, Father God, for this hour of prayer. You said effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we are thanking you, Lord God, as we open our mouths that you pray through us today for the children all over the world, in Asia, Antarctica, Africa, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. We cover all of the children with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we are thanking you, Lord God, that you do hear and you do answer prayers. So as Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on our behalf and behalf of our families, oh God. We thank you. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are under the shadow of the Almighty wing. We appreciate you, Father. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love each of you. Thank you all so much for coming on. Look forward to talking to you all tomorrow on Wednesday midweek Bible study or before. God bless you. I love you. Bye.
Holistic tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
Is Sister Mary Witt holistic tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm supposed to call a lady, so I'm going to see if she's available.
Love y'all. Okay.
Love you.
Talk to you soon. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.